trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
And now before we study today's lesson, let us bow our heads reverently and ask God to direct us.
在今天我们开始研究之前，我们要祈求上帝来引领我们。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们今天感谢你的恩典，你赐给我们很多的教训，你也从这些道理里面给我们一些力量，使我们可以胜过缠绕我们的罪孽。求主今天再带领我们，使我们更明白你的真理。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。Turn with us in your books to lesson 40.
请翻开你的课本到第四十课。
Lesson 40.
第四十课。
Lesson 40, the subject is a marvelous transaction.
在今天这第四十课的题目是一个奇妙的交换。
This is a continuation of the previous lesson.
这是继续研究上一课的题目。
On the great central theme of the Bible,
也是圣经的一个中心的思想。
Righteousness by faith.
应信称义。
In this lesson, we are going to study about a marvelous transaction.
在今天这一课里头，我们要研究一个奇妙的交换。
We have learned that the sinner is unrighteous.
我们已经知道罪人是不义的。
We have also learned that only the righteous will inherit heaven.
我们也知道唯有义人才能承受天国。
The Bible told us that righteousness comes from God.
圣经告诉我们公义是从上帝而来的。
It is received through faith in Christ.
是凭着信心，在因为相信基督而得到的。
Let us notice just how we become accounted righteous.
现在我们起来注意，我们怎么样能够被称为义。
Or without fault in God's sight.
或者在上帝的眼中被认为是没有过错。
First, I must confess that I am a sinner.
首先我必须承认我是一个罪人。
Like Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:15,
像保罗在提摩太前书一章十五节所说的，
Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人。
Of whom I am chief.
在罪人中我是个罪魁。
Second,
第二，
I must call upon Christ to save me.
我必须要求告耶稣来拯救我。
With Paul I say,
我要跟保罗一块这样说，
O wretched man that I am,
我真是苦啊，
Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
感谢上帝，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
Romans 7:24,
这是罗马七章二十四节。
Third,
第三，
I must be sorry for my sins.
我必须要因为我的罪过而忧伤。
See Psalm 38:18.
在诗篇三十八篇十八节。
For I will declare mine iniquity.
我要承认我的罪孽。
I will be sorry for my sins.
我要因我的罪忧愁。
Fourth,
第四，
I must confess my sins.
我必须要承认我的罪。
If we confess our sins,
我们若认自己的罪，
He is faithful and just to forgive our sins.
上帝是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
洗净我们一切的不义。
Fifth,
第五，
I must be willing to turn away from my sins.
我必须要愿意转离我的罪。
We have this admonition
我们有这样的劝勉
from the prophet Isaiah
从这个先知以赛亚所得到的
55:6-7
就是以赛亚书第55:6-7
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他
Call upon him while he is near
相近的时候求告他
Let the wicked forsake his way
恶人当离弃自己的道路
And the righteous man his thoughts
不义的人当除掉自己的意念
And let him return unto the Lord
归向耶和华
And he will have mercy upon him
耶和华就必怜恤他
And to our God
当归向我们的上帝
For he will abundantly pardon
因为上帝必广行赦免
Sixth,
第六
Then Christ imputes his righteousness to me.
这样基督就将他的公义归在我的身上。
This marvelous transaction
这是一个奇妙的交换
is vividly described in 2 Corinthians 5:21.
在哥林多后书5:21已经形容得非常的清楚了。
For he hath made him to be sin for us.
上帝使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
Who knew no sin.
他是无罪的。
That we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
好叫我们在他里面成为上帝的义。
This is one of the mysteries of the Bible.
这是圣经的奥秘里面的一个。
God sends the sinless one
上帝差遣那位无罪的
Jesus Christ
就是耶稣基督
to this earth
到这世上来
this spotless lamb of God
这个上帝那无瑕疵的羔羊
the sin bearer lamb
就是负担罪孽的羔羊
becomes sin for me
为我而成为罪
that is he carries my sin vicariously
就是说他代替我背负我的罪
Yes, he is a substitute for me He carries my sin vicariously The debt we owe to God's broken law
我们向上帝那被违背的律法所负的债
is paid in full by the spilt blood of Christ
已经被基督那流出来的血完全付清了
Then we are no longer debtors to the law.
我们再也不是欠律法债的了。
The account is balanced.
这个账已经平了。
We become in God's sight as though we had never sinned.
这样在上帝的眼中看来，我们好像是从来没有犯过罪一样。
This transaction where Christ imputes his righteousness to cover our past sins
这一个交换就是基督将他的公义赐给我们来遮盖我们过去的罪
is called justification
就是称为称义
The Chinese character for righteousness aptly illustrates the exchange
中国的这个义字很清楚地说明这种交换
This character is a combination of two characters
这个字是由两个字所合成的
It is lamb and I
就是一个羊一个我
The lamb is written on top of the I
羊是写在我这个字上面
All men have sinned.
所有的人都犯了罪。
The end is death.
结局就是死亡。
I cannot escape the circle of death.
我不能够脱离死的这个圈。
But we see another.
但是我们看见另外一位。
The righteous one.
就是公义的那一位。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
He is the sinless Lamb of God.
他是上帝无罪的羊羔。
When I accept his sacrifice on Calvary's cross,
当我接受他在独楼地的十字架上所做的牺牲，
the blood of the Lamb covers me.
这个羊羔的血就遮盖了我。
And when God looks at me,
当上帝看我的时候，
he no longer sees a filthy sinner.
他所看见的不再是一个污秽的罪人。
He sees Christ the righteous one.
他所看见的就是那位公义的基督。
Christ has taken away my garment of sin.
基督已经拿去了我那罪恶的衣袍。
And replaced it with his garment of righteousness.
用他公义的衣袍来代替了。
Paul went through this experience.
保罗曾经经过这个经验。
After that, he could say,
以后他就能够说,
I am crucified with Christ.
他说, 我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
现在活着的不再是我,乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the life which I now live,
并且我如今在肉身活着。
In the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
是因信上帝的儿子而活。
Who loved me,
他是爱我。
And gave himself for me.
为我舍己。
Galatians 2:20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
A little boy received a wagon for his birthday.
一个小男孩子他在生日的时候得了一个小车子。
He liked his wagon very much.
他很喜欢他那个小车子。
But when he saw another boy with a pair of roller skates on,
当他看见另外一个孩子穿着一双滑冰鞋的时候，
it was different.
就不同了。
He then exchanged his wagon for the pair of skates.
于是他就用他的车子去换来了那双滑冰鞋。
He put on the skates and happily skated down the sidewalk.
他就穿上了那双滑冰鞋，很快乐地在人行道上滑。
When he saw a boy with a knife in his hands,
后来他又看见一个小孩子手里头拿着一把小刀。
Then his feelings changed.
他的心情又改变了。
He wished with all his might for the knife.
他非常想得到那个刀。
Now he exchanged his skates for the knife.
于是他就用他的溜冰鞋换了那个小刀。
Having gotten the knife, he was joyous indeed.
他得到了那个小刀，心里面真是快乐极了。
But all was changed when he went further.
但是等到他走到前面去一点，
And saw a boy with a balloon.
看见一个小孩子手里拿着一个小气球，他又改变了。
So a trade was made again.
于是他们又交换了。
The little boy who once had a wagon.
那个小孩子，他以前是有个小车子。
Now had only a rubber balloon.
现在手里只拿着一个橡皮的气球。
He continued his walk.
他就继续往前面走，
blowing his balloon,
吹他的气球，
but he blew it too big,
但他吹得太大了，
and pop, no balloon,
啪的一声，气球就没有了。
Now he had nothing,
现在他什么也没有了。
Life is that way,
人生就是这样。
How often we feel that we put more into life than we get out of it?
我们常常这样的感觉，我们所放在生活里头的比从里面所得到的要多得多了。
How often in doing business,
在我们做生意的时候，
with others, we feel that we get the worst end of the bargain.
我们总是觉得自己吃了亏，没有占上便宜。
This is not so when we make an exchange with Christ.
但是当我们与基督做交换的时候，情形就不是一样了。
He takes our filthy rags.
他把我们那污秽的衣袍，那个破衣服拿走。
And gives us his spotless robe of righteousness.
就把他那无瑕疵的公义的袍子给了我们。
If you do this, you certainly have nothing to lose.
要是你这样做的话，你绝不会损失什么。
And everything to gain.
得便宜的完全是你。
How many will enter into this marvelous exchange today?
有多少人愿意在今天做这种奇妙的交换？
Let us look at the vocabulary words to lesson 40.
你现在看第40课的生字。
We have 11 here.
一共有11个。
Number one.
第一个。
Transaction.
交换。
Transaction.To wretched,
就是苦痛。
Wretched. Three, abundantly,
丰富的。
Abundantly. Four, imputes,
加或者是归。
Imputes. Five, vicariously,
代替的。
Vicariously.Six, justification.
称义。
Justification. Seven, aptly.
适当的。
Aptly. Eight, roller skates.
滑冰鞋。
Roller skates. Nine, sidewalk.
人行道。
Sidewalk. Ten. Balloon.
气球。
Balloon. Eleven. Bargain.
赚便宜。
Bargain. We'll read the lesson in English.
我们要用英文把这一课再念一遍。
Lesson 40. A Marvelous Transaction. In this lesson,We are going to study about a marvelous transaction. We have learned that the sinner is unrighteous. We have also learned that only the righteous will inherit heaven. The Bible told us that righteousness comes from God. It is received through faith in Christ.Let us notice just how we become acquainted, accounted righteous, or without fault in God's sight. First, I must confess that I am a sinner. Like Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:15, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Second, I must confessCall upon Christ to save me. With Paul I say, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 7:24-25. Third, I must be sorry for my sins.See Psalm 38:18. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. Fourth, I must confess my sins. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Fifth, I must be willing to turn away from my sins. We have this admonition from the prophet Isaiah 55:6-7. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Sixth, then Christ imputes his righteousness to me. This marvelous transaction is vividly described in 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. This is one of the mysteries of the Bible. God sends the sinless one, Jesus Christ, to the earth. This spotless Lamb of God, the sin-bearer Lamb, becomes sin for me. That is, he carries my sin vicariously. The debt we owe to God's broken law is paid in full by the spilt blood of Christ. Then we are no longer debtors to the law. The account is balanced. We become, in God's sight, as though we had never sinned. This transaction, where Christ imputes his righteousness to cover our past sins, is called justification. The Chinese character for righteousness aptly illustrates the exchange. This character is a combination of two characters. It is Lamb and I. The Lamb is written on top of the I. All men have sinned. The end is death. I cannot escape the circle of death. But we see another, the righteous one, Jesus Christ. He is the sinless Lamb of God. When I accept his sacrifice on Calvary's cross, the blood of the Lamb covers me. And when God looks at me, he no longer sees a filthy sinner. He sees Christ, the righteous one. Christ has taken away my garment of sin and replaced it with his garment of righteousness. Paul went through this experience. After that, he could say, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. A little boy received a wagon for his birthday. He liked his wagon very much. But when he saw another boy with a pair of roller skates on, it was different. He then exchanged his wagon for the pair of skates. He put on the skates and happily skated down the sidewalk. When he saw a boy with a knife in his hands, then his feelings changed. He wished with all his might for the knife. Now he exchanged his skates for the knife. Having gotten the knife, he was joyous indeed. But all was changed when we went further. When he went further and saw a boy with a balloon, so a trade was made again. The little boy who once had a wagon now had only a rubber balloon. He continued his walk, blowing his balloon, but he blew it too big, and pop, no balloon. Now he had nothing. Life is that way. How often we feel that we put more into life than we get out of it. How often in doing business with others, we feel that we get the worst end of the bargain. This is not so. When we make an exchange with Christ, he takes our filthy rags and gives us his spotless robe of righteousness. If you do this, certainly, you have nothing to lose, and everything to gain. How many will enter into this marvelous exchange today? May God give you faith to accept this exchange is my prayer.
对你的为你所做的祈祷就是但愿上帝赐给你信心使你接受这种交换。
And God be with you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝赐福给你，我们再会。